Sugya from Tzoras Erva. Gemara brings a machlokes. Sveita Shita Rebbe from the Rabbanon. Rabbanon learn out the din. Tzoras Erva from the pasuk from Litzro and Lotzro and Litzro. Rebbe learns it out from the Joshua of Lakocha. Lakocha Rashi learns Lakocha's mashma. That there's a breira, there's two yivamis. Smash, you could take one. Smash, there's a possibility to take either one. Could an erva fall? And an erva you can't take. Push up shadows because erva go fully. Tzvicha krok. An erva falls and an erva you can't take. You know you can't take already. So it's not shaykh lekocha. It's not shaykh to the Torah told lekocha. So vela, that's my mayat. There's no din of Torah server. It's a din of Torah server. What's for Yim coming? Yim is coming to be matir. That the din of Torah server is takam mukbal, makam mitzvah, not shalom makam mitzvah. Rashi, Afanork Rashi, asks, L'chor, the Gemara is only Oisik, in the different Tzoros Erev. What happened to the Chemshech and the Mishnah that they patterned Tzoros, Tzorov, Tzoros, Tzorah, Adoil? I mean, we know that the Gabi and the Shittas are Rabbana. There's a Machloikas of Yehuda and Rashi. You need a second Pasuk. If Yehuda holds, you need a Nochla Pasuk. Nochla Makar for the din of Tzoros Erev. So if you Rebbe, Tzoros Erev, Yadinon, Shamanu, of a Tzara Tzara Minai, that's for Grashi. So Grashi, Babus the Rashi. So Grashi, Tzoras. The Tzoras are saying, Nami Mihochan after the Mishan Nofalu Tzoras Erva Mihoch Varishan. The Dachsel Chared Avstein, the Dachsel Erva Mimenu. Nesro Elov Elamis Mishum Eishasach. That we know that Ravada the Eishasach, the Tzoras Erva is also, we spoke about this many times, that we know before the Din of Tzoras Tzara, that the Shach is also even a Filish Nia. The Torah server. Ukshin Sam Loch Mashini Velo Yishacheres a Mace Chosev and Off Lezel like Karinim Be Bezusha Nesra of Lakocha. Mele the Torah server is not a Lakocha Dicket. Hilchach Shavai Wasru and Chaim Oil. Because there's a crash. You can do it of a Gregor. And he's Miasi, Dikasha, Dikasha of Nivomis. As what is Torah Sora need a Posik? Torah Tapically. The Lachor, the Torah server is a regular Eishasach. And she should, we should learn now from Achasisha, just like Achasisha asks a Torah, so too Eishasach asks a Torah. Rege was miyaseid his kasha from Rashi. This exact equation. I see in Rashi. Rashi says, "Lefi Rebbe." Once we know Torah Serva, now the Torah Serva becomes a regular olakochadika. Just like the first erva achasisha, every bito and achasisha patters or asers the Torah to be dinja. She's karin bei lo karin bei lakocha. So too the eshesach also the karin bei lakocha. Zok the chazanish. Zok the Rege. Lechayra. Let's. You can imitate the same thing. Let's say the same exact thing with the Rabban. So you do Rav Shlomo, the end of a shtickle, after he says the answer to Rutsin. The Seist. Rav Gregor asked me, Manav Shoch, if in the Welt this to Rutsin, if anyone wants to say to Rutsin, Medas Rabbanon, that's Rav Gregor, bore Rebbe, on, came to on when he asked this kasha. You're going to say to Rutsin, Rashi says not like you. Rashi says, Klar, my cheshb. So any to Rutsin you say, Medas Rabbanon, noch the Allah Shmuzin. Shlomo is Mahalach. Rosh is Mahalach, there's a Barons, but this is a Sach Mahalach. But every Mahalach has to fear it, plug it back in, and then see why it's not true if you read it. So Aga, before B'Shalem of Ramah Muzgar, in the Tzim of Ramah being a parrot over here, he named on Rashi's Kasha. He says, Enechanami, in Rebbe, you need a drosha, you need a separate drosha, exactly like for the Rabbanon. You need a drosha, but sorry, what's the drosha? What's the Makar? So he learns like Tzim in the Sugya. Tzim learned that the Lakocha was Mashma Trey Lakuchim. Bring the Tzim Ramban, Tzim Ramban, and the Sugya condition is Mavur, and a Yitr of a Hey could be Lakuchin Harbi. So Takin is a Makor for Tzara, 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 Tzara. He names on the Akash of Rashi. If he the Tzim Ramban of Adad, Gag wouldn't have a right. Gag brings a right from Rashi. You see, Rashi says you don't need a Makor for Tzara, Tzara. Rav Shloime says, his Soid is the Gazach. Talk Rav Shloime. My Soid. That Lamaisa, the reason why Tzara's Erva doesn't pass to Tzara, Tzara, Misfar is because it's felt in a lamp. The bottom line is, it's felt the Tzoros Eishasach, even though she got an Isser, but she still has Afkof Malet, it's felt in Malet. Zoktim Shloimeh, that Chisorin is only true, lefi the Mahalach of the Rabbonah. Rabbonah learned Tzoros Erva from Litzur. If Tzoros Erva is learned out from Litzur, so who's the catalyst? Who's doing, it's coming, everything's coming from the Erva. The Erva shafts on the Tzorah Adin, Kishem Shabitai Ptura, Kach Tzorosa Ptura. The Lord says in the Gemara later on, Dafyurim Aleph, Migu Di'i Asiru, Tzorosa Asiru. The Erva has to shafa din on the Torah. Poitras oisus mekler tegan tzatzai. Because the poitras oisus upper less man de polig lefi the rabbonon. The litzra is an extension of the din the Erva that is poil on the Torah. Zot Rav Shloimeh, that's true. Lefi the rabbonon. But the Fi Rebbe is Balbatish, Loi Karina Belakocha. Anytime Lamaisa, the Erva Loi Karina Belakocha, the Tzorah, the Rebbe Din in the Tzorah. It's not a new din that the Erva has a special Hafkah that the Erva passes over to the Tzorah. Kolzman that the Erva is not a Lakocha Dikke. Kolzman the Erva is not a Lakocha Dikke. Lamaisa, the Tzorah. Every time we could read the words of the Gemara. Kol Hecha, the Loi Karina Bei, Iboy Miyabim Hai, Iboy Miyabim Hai. The Tzorah is also. Lamaisa over here, Loi Karina Bei, Boy Diyam Hai, Miyam Hai. There's no Kabshalim. But the Chorah, this brings to the fore, and that's what I want. Rav Shloim is be'etzim saying that the Tzoras Erev of Rebbe is Andersh and Rabbonin. Rav Shloim is be'etzim saying that Rebbe and Rabbonin, one had to learn a Panovich for this man, and one had to learn a Nemir for this man. Tzoras Erev, they're talking about a different Tzoras Erev. Every sugya is going to be different. That's what he's saying. He's saying, Lefi, the Rabbonin, Tzoras Erev is a din that the Erev is mashpi on the Tzor. And Lefi Rebbe, it's a totally different din. It's some sort of direct din in the Tzorah that when the Erva is not, when you can't take the Erva, the Tzorah, the Torah, Pater, it's Mitzvah, even Pater, it's Heter, even direct. Direct, it's a direct din in the Tzorah. Avad or Begveger, the Zet or Begveger, the Svorah, the Chesoyin of Begveger, the Hanoch of Pshuta was not like that. Begveger is coming to Biyasid is Kasha. Everyone starts in that base, they have no idea. They say, well, wait till I get to Rebbe. Everyone says, you know, starts saying to wait till I get to Rebbe. Everyone has to read this Begveger, break their teeth, read this Rashi because of Begveger. Begveger meant to say, that don't worry, it's Taka Zaitika Sugi Rebbe. Rebbe's Mashmois Dorshin Yigavanar. Rebbe's not an Ander Malach in the din of Tzoras Erva. Rebbe's a different Makor to the din of Tzoras Erva. But how an Erva Asers the Tzor is going to be different? What does that mean? It means Rebbe Veger held like this. When Rebbe Raya Blef, Raya Brewer from the Sugi, from Yitzhak, as a Raya Brewer, we'll see in a second. Rebbe Veger held like this. The Drosh Avada, Rav Shlomo says, look at the Drosh. The Drosh is Kol Hecha, the Korean Bay, Ibai Miyam Mihai. It's mashma that asach mo we find that the drasha, the chazal, took a drasha from a certain place, and the gather of the din reflects the drasha. But many times we find not like that. Many times we find that a drasha is a way, the way you learn up the drasha is a way of the chazal or megala rotzon Hashem. The vada, the drasha is telling me that we don't want to do a din of a tzara serva. The drasha is telling me don't do a tzara serva. Oh, but what's the gather of the din? The lom this is, it's a direct din and a tzara serva. Zokar Rivega Vada Chazal understood, even if he Rebbe, the reason why at the end of the day you're not going to take a Tzoras Erva is not because the Tzoras Erva has something innate wrong with her. It's because the Erva is poil adin on the Tzorah. It's Oysa, Lashon Amishnik, Shem Shabita Ibtura, Kafsa Rosa Ibtura, Lashon Ligamar later on, Yudam Aleph, Migu Di'i Asira, so Rosa Asira, if he Rebbe, it's going to be something else. So you could say it means practice, it means Migu Di'i Asira. No, the Gemara means Mashmad, that's the Sivas Advar. Rivega on Ungunum and Avada, even if he Rebbe, that's just the drosha. That's just the makur that at the end of the day, the tzorah is going to be potter. But via the dynamics of how an erva potters a tzorah is going to be identical if you Rebbe and the Rabbonim. Kamat. Vuzei chazai. This is very nageh. We come to the toises. It's muchach in the sugi. I don't have a good answer. It's a the sugi is the magol is doyle in the sugi. The Gemara says that even after Rebbe had the din of tzorah's erva, Rebbe learned that from lakocha. That every time a tzara falls with bitoy or aches isha, the halacha is you don't. There's no din yibum. We still need a second pasuk to tell me lemishri shaloi b'makom mitzvah. We still need a second pasuk to tell me that this din tzaras erva that Rebbe learned from lakocha is noyik shaloi b'makom mitzvah. The yima is coming to tell me matish shaloi b'makom mitzvah. So let's speak it out. What's shteita? Shteita azoy. We didn't have time last week to talk about tzaras erva, but shteita azoy. It's poshut every time we're dealing with a din of a possibility, a musig of tzoras erva shloim b'makom mitzvah. Avada, the whole possibility, the whole dynamics of a tzoras erva shloim b'makom mitzvah is amhal chaval isus, like the prima godom. A tzoras erva shloim mitzvah, the only way an erva could influence a tzara, there's no ishas ach there. There's no ishas ach. Tzoras erva shloim b'makom mitzvah, she's married. Tzoras erva, my daughter, and another lady got married to a friend, a mensch, and all of a sudden I'm never going to be able to marry that lady. What? No ishas ach. There's no mitzvah. The third says that's sad anytime we're dealing with tzoras erva, it's sad of isus. Then maybe my bito, it could be my shpia on the Torah, like the prima godom. All the shail of poitras or baruch baron in oisvus is only when it's shalom mitzvahs. Avak upon him nahavamina that it's shalom makom mitzvahs of other tzad of oisvus. Shteita first of all, maybe the gazach. Even ledas rebbe, before we get back to shalom, even ledas rebbe shtein in the gemara that even ledas rebbe noch I already know the din of tzora serva. The first thing it says in the gemara that the tzvora chitzayin of the way. The most, the das Torah, the yashrus, the way, the havana, the dynamics of Tzoras Erva should be, amhal chava isrus, like the prima godom. Kosh tein the gemara. Bishleim and the Rabbanon, the din of Tzoras Erev, says in the Parsha of Arayis, it says Litzur. So you could say, and that's the Mashmois of Rabbi Biskrov and Sefer, you could say the Fidu Rabbanon, the reason why the Svar Chitzoyne is, so is the din Tzoras Erev is the din Oisis, because that's the Mashmois of the Pasuk. It says Lysikach Litzur, it says in Isser Erev, it sounds like it's a din Isser Erev. Oh, but here we see in the Gemara much more than the Biskrov. We see in the Gemara that even the Fidu Rebbe, at the original din Tzoras Erev, the placement of the din of Tzoras Erev was in the Parsha of Yibum. It wasn't said in the Parsha of Arayis. Nevertheless, the Svar Chitzoyne would have been that we should extend it even Shleib HaMalka Mitzvah. It must be, you see in the Gemara, that the Svar Chitzoyne, the only glad way to understand how an Erva could be Mashpi on its Tzara, is Oisrus. Poitrus is a Machodesh Tech Mahalach. Meicha Teisi, the Erva gives over a Ptur. The Erva is Mashpi on its Tzara, the way, the venue of influence should be through a Mahalach of Oisrus. That's what we see in the Gemara. That's Aleph, not Negei Tar and Shmuz. But Negei Tar and Shmuz, this is what I want, the Gabi B'Shleima, Echbeg Apelet. Lu Yitzur, the fear of Shlomo, the way of Shlomo learns, that Lakocha is direct din on the Tzara. It says that when a Tzara falls with an Erva to Yibam, there's no Mitzvah Yibam, there's no Heter Eshes Ach, because she fell. How in the world did Gemara want to extend that Misvar to Shlomo Malka Mitzvah? What are you going to say Shlomo Malka Mitzvah? Only if you say that the Gemara learned up, the right away when we have a Lakocha, the Gemara said, the bottom line is the Tzara is Aser, but the why is the Tzara Aser? Obviously, this is the dynamic of the Erva Aser the Tzara. If you say like, that way, like I think Rabbi Gregor learned, then you understand the Gemara wanted to extend that. There should even be Malka Mitzvah. If the Gemara saw that the Jerusha of a Lakocha was being megalot to me alone, there's a dynamic of Erva Asering Atzara, Erva Aser Atzara, Erva is Aser Kol Kach Shai Tzara Tzara. Yeah? Then the Gemara could extend that Shalev Malka Mitzvah. But then there's direct din, the Gemara was, sorry, a direct din that the Gemara is saying that the Tzara doesn't have a din mitzvah, Mehecha takes it to take that Shalev Malka Mitzvah. That's where Rabbi Gregor was coming from. That's for Chitzoyna. Besides the fact that he wanted to, be the same Masechta as Amamis, he wanted them to learn the same yeshiva. But besides that, Lechari was coming from the Gemara. He was coming mitech sugis haGemara. Mitech sugis haGemara is kabod shtark, and the Gemara understood that the drasha was just masmoish adarsha. The end of the day, once I know an isha is not a lakocha dike, so then she could aser her tzara, or pater her tzara, the same way the Fidu Rabbon. Memela, that's what Vieges Kasha, but Vieges says, whatever I see Rashi says in Rebbe, I should say the same thing to the Rabbon. And the kashas from Koy Meimedes, and Dav Zuchin Achuv. Still, Efshir, still things with the Chachta, but Choyru is Ligdo a Shtarka Vikuach. And it's a psicha to the Sugya from Rebbe. Ligdo a Shtarka Vikuach from Rabbi Shlomo and the Rabbon, and it's a Tzugain to the Gansu Sugya, and Rabbi Gregor, it's a Tzugain to the Sugya. Revise from Rabbi Gregor, revise from the Pashup Shan the Gemara, that the din of a Rebbe of Tzoros Erev is nisht Erger, is nisht Anderish from the Fidu Rabbon. The way the Erev is going to create the din Tzoros Erev is going to be the same exact way as the Fidu Rabbon. Toysis, I'm going to use it to go around Toysis. Toysis, over here, asks two questions. Toysis' first question is, Lefi Rebbe, L'chayrit should come out, and not only Tesvav Arayis make a din tzara, even Chayve Essay make a din tzara. Even Chayve Essay L'chayrit should make a din tzara. So first of all, my mom, everyone shries out, and Toysis state Yerub Shleima. I see in Toysis, that Toysis is learning, it's a balabat shatin. Toysis is learning. Toys is kasha, Toys is learning, and the din of lakocha is anytime I can't do an yibam on one, I can't do yibam on another. So first of all, Shlomo Lane doesn't bring a raya from Toys. Shlomo Lane brings a raya from Toys in Dav Yudam and Aleph, in Balas Tanayim. He brings a raya from Toys. We'll see if Mkoyma Bez Hashem, there's a way to march his raya to the way he understands his avon. Like Vegar, he's coming from Toys in Balas Tanayim, Dav Yudam and Aleph, that's where he's coming. He doesn't bring a raya. Third is, because this Toys has nothing to do with it. Until now, the mavikuach between Rav Shlomo and Rav Gregor is once I have an erva, and I have an Isha Asura, whatever that lady is called, Lakachadik, how that influences the Sar. Is it a direct influence, or is it a Mela once? Toysis is saying, has a Nunidah. Toysis asks, who is in the status of an Isha Asura makes it in Sar? Maybe the Gabi Vet, now we have a Machalikah between Rebbe and the Rabbana. Once we determine there's an Isha Asura, how she's going to affect that Sar, that's going to be identical to Rebbe and the Rabbana. That we advise from Vega, that's Mukhan the Gemara. Frekt Toysis of who, which lady is a Rhein, that's going to be a difference. Since the Rabbanon learn it out, their din of Tzoras Erva, they learn it out from the Parsha of Arayis. So the whole Musik, that an Erva can make a Tzoras Kamos, is limited to Arayis. But since Rebbe, the Makar of the din, is written in the Parsha of Lakocha, so any lady that I don't want to read on Lakocha, any lady that I don't read on Lakocha, on her there's going to be a din that she makes a din Tzoras Erva. So the Moshe, if he toys his Kasha, Chavei Esei is going to make a din Tzoras Chavei Esei. The way he's going to do it is the same exact way Erva works. It's going to make the same exact way. L'mashal, we spoke out, if you above bear, the Isser Shafs Asas the Ishasach, if you the Chavi Esse is going to do the same exact thing. We're going to plug in Chavi Esse to the same exact Mahalach of the way it makes a Tzor. Tosfos is just saying we're limiting the bar. Which arayas go into the din of Tzoras Erva? That was the kasha of Tosfos. You don't need an Erva of Isha Asura. Maybe even a Chayv Esek could go into the parsha of to be an Isha Asura. That's the beer and kibush. Tosfos is bechlal not araya negative what we said until now. There's two shmuzim. Once someone's an Erva, how she's mashpi on the Tzora, that the Rabbanon, Rebbe is identical to Rabbanon. There's another shmuz. Who gets that status of a lady who can do it? Zoch Fek Tosfos right now. Anybody who am Karinim Beit Iboy Loi Meyabim. Anyone who has an Isser that doesn't allow you to do the mitzvah sivim, she should be an isha who creates a din tzara. That was this kasha. Kasha Aleph is chayvi esek, should have a din tzara. Kasha Aleph. Zveit the kasha mitzvah is, with a few rebbe, it should come out, with all the gazach, that tzara's erva doesn't have a karas. The few rabbanon, we know, mitzvah's nemdon, avad the tzara's erva has a karas. But the few rebbe, it should come out another chilik, it should be another nafkamina that tzara's erva should not have a karas. So, maybe not, in a kanami. If that's true, then she should need chalitza. If it's Tzoras Erva doesn't have courage, she should need chalitza, and that can't be a mafurish mishnah. Tzoras apatu miyim and a chalitza. Let's check Tzoras. Very big kitzur. Shnei Tzoras two hadgoshes. First of all, pashuv shan Tzoras. How does Tzoras know that the few rebbe there's no courage? How does Tzoras know that the din of Tzoras Erva is going to be tolling the machloikas rebbe in the rabbana? Tzoras the rush and Tzoras shan and speak it out a little more. And again, pashuv says the basics of yivamis. We have to go back to this. They say very simple. Because we see in the price of Gimel and Beit that the Fidei Rabbanan, even after we know the whole Din Tzoras Erva, we know already the whole Din Tzoras Erva. We already know the whole Din Tzoras Erva, but we still need a makar that the Tzoras Erva has kares. For sure, at least the Tzoras Erva has kares. Hare, even after I know there's a musik of Tzoras Erva, fret the price of Oynish Minayin. That means in the price of Mahur, you could have a Patur Tzoras Erva and still not know that the Tzoras Erva has kares. It's up to Rishon to Bali Tosfos, and if you Rebbe obliges that last shaylo in Nishminai. If you Rebbe, we have a makar for Tzoras Erva. The way it works is the same exact way it works with Rabbanan. Well, even if you Rabbanan, we wanted a makar for the karas. If you Rebbe, we're stuck. We don't have a makar. If you Rabbanan, the brayza answered. It says v'nichrusa. It says v'nichrusa. V'nichrusa is going on the din leisikach litzur, which says in the parsha of Rais. If you Rebbe, it doesn't say the din Tzoras Erva in the parsha of Rais. We don't have the answer. We have the kash of an oy Nishminayin without the answer of v'nichrusa. That's Pashup Shat in the Hanoch of Tosfos. Mela Zog Tosfos is a big idea in Yvoma. Zog Tosfos, Oy Bazoi. If a few Rebbe, we don't have Tzoras, Tzoras Erva doesn't have Chorus, it's not going to be part of the Chalitza. Taina de Velt, the Galdig idea in Yvoma. Taina de Velt, Lchera, Yesh Lachkar. We know the Mishnah says, the Mishnah that Bezim and Aleph says, Chamesh Yesh Noshim Poitras are saying, the Tzoras are saying, Ad Oyla Mina Chalitza Mina Yibim. We know it's Tzoras Erva, and it's Tzoras Erva is part of the Chalitza. How? What is the dynamics? What is the reason why every Tzoras Erva is potter from chalitza? Zok developed the Poshim Shad, read the Mishnah. It sounds like it's all nichlan, this new din of Tzoras Erva. The Mishnah came to Mechadish din of Tzoras Erva. Zok the Mishnah, the Erva is poil a din on the Tzora that potters him in a yim and a chalitza. We feed that, what does it come out? That every single Tzoras Erva is potter. Why? Because of our own Eishas Ach. No Shaykhs do Eishas Ach. Even if every Tzoras Erva is Eishas Ach, wouldn't have chorus. Why is every erva Tzoras Erva potum chalitza? It's direct chelik of the ptur that the erva is poil on him. Why is she potum mibum? Why is every Tzoras Erva potum mibum? Because the din called Tzoras Erva litzur. Well, if you read it, tokacha. So why is she potum chalitza? I would say the same reason. Kishem shapitoi potur min ayivim and a chalitza. So to the Tzoras potum and ayivim chalitza. That's the poshul avon. If that's true, time the veld. So what's Tzis kashov here in Rebbe? What's Tzis kashov in here? And since the Rebbe, the Tzoras Erva doesn't have kares, so it can't be part of chalitza. And the Chanami, let's say it doesn't have kares. I'm asking. Rebbe, the Tzoras Erva doesn't have kares. Oh, but the Ptur from chalitza is from its own egg and eishas ach. The Ptur chalitza is from its erva. I don't care. And the Chanami doesn't have kares. Why tiboy chalitza? Why is Tosfos asking tiboy chalitza? And develop Zetman in Tosfos is a greasy idea. The Tosfos learns not like the Pashup Sham, the Mishnah, that phase. When Tosfos read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Kishem Shabita Potem and Ayim Chalitza, Kach Sorosa Pita Potem and Ayim Chalitza, is a bit, little bit of a chilek between Ayim and Chalitza. The Yibum is a direct, like upon him, it's Nevea direct from the Torah. Up at the Chalitza, it's an indirect tour. The way it causes the Din Chalitza is it gives the Torah an Isser. Memela, now the Torah has an Isser Eishas Ach, and the own independent Isser of Eishas Ach of the Torah creates a Din Chalitza. That's what we see from Tosfos. Mela Zelk Tosfos falls on Tosfos, jumps on Rebbe. What are we going to do about Rebbe now? If you Rebbe that there's no courage by Eishas Ach of Tzoro, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be up the creek. What's going to pop to him Chalitza? Vol Tosfos learned that the tour from every Erev, Tzoro, Tzoro, Chalitza, kumt, nemtzich from the Erev. So who cares? Chalam, we don't have courage. The Torah says Zemen and Tois is a big Yisoid. That every Tzoras Erva, L'chayra. The reason why every Tzoras Erva is potter from Chalitza is Sulib, the Egen Ikaros. Not, it's not part of the Yidman Chalitza. Very quickly, there's two arrows on that. First of all, I'll go from Taka why. Why does Tois learn that? Very strange. Why in the world would Tois learn that every Tzoras Erva, before Rebbe even, why would Tois learn that every Tzoras Erva has to come onto a separate p'tur for its chalitza, a separate nekuda to p'tur its chalitza? Why you would say it's nichel on the p'tur tzoras erva ersh? Tzvein svekte chazanish, I'm avoiding the whole, it's a lot of shmuz, part of the chazanish, of the bottom line, svekte chazanish, l'chor it's a tzoras, it's a ish zachdim meila. Lule divit tzoras svekte chazanish, I would say, and the reason why every tzoras erva is p'tur is not because of its own ish zach, it's because of the erva. Erva is not avada, achasisha p'tur zom chalitza. But Chazanish zocht on Toises, jumps on Toises, says, if you're going to tell me every Tzoras Erva is potter because of its own Eishasach, the Chazanish brings to the fore the issue, the Shaila, the Shmuz, maybe the Eishasach of a Tzoras Erva, the Chor is that Eishasach to Memel. Har be'yesh v'odem is it. There's no gain Zach. The Chor, if the top Shad and Tzoras Erva is Oisris, both things are Menushav Leid. Both the Oris are Poshit. Upon a Poshit. A Sach me'a Poshit. If the Pshad and the Erva, the way it affects the Tzoras, Poitris, then both Oris are stark. First of all, if the pshat is that the erva is meshatif the tzor and her p'tur, the erva spreads her p'tur to the tzor, she gives her tzor and the p'tur, why in the world would we mechalik between the p'tur of the erva and the tzor? The erva says the same p'tur I have to yibam and chalitza, you have to yibam and chalitza. Why in the world by the tzor would it be only a p'tur of yibam, not chalitza? Why would Tois assume that every single tzor's erva has to come out to its own p'tur chalitza of the old poitrus? And the tzveit shaila l'chayr if you hold poitrus, taka the ishasach of the tzor is an ishtach de mele. If you hold poshas, the pshat is the erva never mashpia directly on the tzor, on the isra of the tzor. The erva gives it a p'tur, memela, the ishasach, blinds on the tzor. If you hold the oisris, both things are very moving. Aleph, if you hold the oisris, first of all, the way it affects the tzor is it doesn't talk to the mitzvah even of the tzor. It says her ishasach is osir. It says her ishasach is osir, so how is she going to be potter in chalitza? From mikat tzor, her ishasach. That's why Tois had to come onto it, and avadam of kemfer shtenis nishkin ishasach to memela. If you hold the Isis and you hold the Mahalach, we're going the whole time with the bear, the way you learn the Biskarov. The Mahalach of Isis is that the Isser ashes up the Ishasach. That's the whole pool of the Isis. The Isser comes and ashes up the Ishasach. That's direct Ishasach. The whole Yisrael of Isis is the Bita goes over to the head of Ishasach and says, now it's an Asher Dege Ishasach. Say that. It's a Bissel Kurtz over. Cheshbenat. The Kabbalah, the Iker is from Tosis. The Iker we want from Tosis. The idea, the map, a road map of Yomis, everyone brings. Everyone holds the Bissel Yomis. Brings this place to Tessan Beis. Shteta. The grace of Zach and Yevomis, that Tzoras Erva, the P'tur of the Tzoras Erva from Chalitza is from its own Eishasach. It's not Chorich, the P'tur Erva. That's the Kasher of Tosis. Two Kashers. Ersht, like Rebbe Daf Arayis Kumin, as a Chayvi Essay Pater is a Tzor. Why only Tesva Varayis? Chayvi Essay also. Beis Tzvetins, Daf Arayis Kumin, as a Tzoras Erva shouldn't be Potter from the Yibam Chalitza. Why does the Mishnah in that Beis say a Tzoras Erva is Potter from the Yibam Chalitza? If you Rebbe, it doesn't have Kuris. So the chayra, it should be potter only from Yibam Chalitza. It's two kashas of Tosis. And for Tosis, by the way, today we're going to concentrate on the first teretz of Tosis. Yishloim adachai ve'esei, this rabu l'chalitza of ispu zika ksas havi b'chal l'kocha. For the Vimkei. Tosis answers, we're going to concentrate on the first, how it answers the first kasha. And for Tosis, I'm asking that chai ve'esei, the few rebbe should be b'chal l'drosha v'l'kocha, and should shaf a din, tzoros chai ve'esei, should be a din of tzoros chai ve'esei. She's also a lekocha. She make a din tzoros chavi ese. Zot Tosis name. A chavi ese is not bechlal the lekocha. To say she's not bechlal the miyut of lekocha. By chavi ese, karinim bei lekocha. Why? Tosis changes around the definition of lekocha. The pashut trying to sugya, that's why Tosis on this milkasha. Look at the Gemara. The pashut definition of lekocha is e boy miyabim. If you want, is it permissible to be to miyabim? Any lady who's not permissible to meet to me, Yabim, is not Bechlav al-Kocha. Chavi Esse is permissible to me, Avada not. It's awesome. That's what Tosis is doing this kasha. Tosis has now changed the definition of Lekocha. We'll get soon. It's also Lomdus. Of a father, the Poshet, Tirgam Amilim. Tosis says, Lekocha doesn't mean who is Mutter or not Mutter. Lekocha means anybody who tshayich any chelik of Yibum, even Zikus, Zikas, Zika. If it's tshayich Zika, you're also Bechlav al-Kocha. Only a lady who is mafkia the zika, she's not a lakocha dikin. Nahavamino was anyone who's boy, anyone who can't, I don't have a heter to be miyabim, is not a lakocha dikin. Zok Tosis' name. If you have, you could have a lady who's also liyabim, or if she allows zika, If she's not mafki zika, she's not, that's not a breach of a lakocha. She's not called mufka, she's not called dana lakocha dika. Memela zoktoisvis, memela, even a chai v'yesei, zoktoisvis, even a chai v'yesei could be mafkiya, the din of the even, sorry, chai v'yesei is not, karina be lakocha, memela, there is no din, so is chai v'yesei. Medaf ha-shneim sh'an toisvis, mehecha teisi, at the moide, the measuring stick for lakocha should be toli in zika l'chalitza. Just because a chai v'yesei doesn't take away zika l'chalitza, that's a breach in lakocha, that's called lakocha. What about her as a lakocha? There's no part of Yivam that she could do. She could have chalitza, it's chalitza, alakuchen. The pasuk of lakocha is talking about Yivam, it's not talking about chalitza. Why in the world does Tosfos say, Pashup Shan Tosfos, that a chai v'yesei who allows, my chai v'yesei who leaves room over, she doesn't detest and doesn't repel the zika l'chalitza, that's called a lakocha. The zika l'chalitza is called the lakocha. Pashup Shan Tosfos. The Hemshech of Tosfos, we also have to understand. Hemshech of Tosfos, Tosfos says, Vim Kain. Toisus is mamshich, the same gang. Once I establish zok toisus that the moidet, the proper for the lakocha, is tolin zika lechalitza. It's not only tolin, they're really out of the heter liyibum. It's tolin zika lechalitza. Zok toisus, I could say, take it a step further, and I can answer my second kasha. Now I could say, I know that it's soros erva for sure doesn't have chalitza, because if she had chalitza, we'd be able to call lakocha. If you're my new taich, new definition lakocha, we'd be able to call her lakocha. So I know that a Torah server doesn't have chalitza. So Poshup Shat and Toises, it seems like a Chiddush Shat. It tells him that the drosha of a lakocha, you have to lane it on side on the erva, side on the tzar. When you learn the drosha of lakocha, it reads like this: lakocha. When a full two ladies fall to even, if I can take both of them, I can karina be lakocha b'shneim. If I can loy karina be lakocha by one of them, so then. Loi karinim be'el kocha by any of them, it's a positive zog. That last line, loi karinim be'el kocha b'shneim, is positive. Loi karinim be'el kocha b'shneim, positively. Loi karinim be'el kocha b'shneim. So it's talking about the Torah Serva also. It sounds like in Tosis. So in Meilu, it's a muchach that it doesn't have chalitza. The Orach HaNer related to Tosis is just the way I just said. In Meilu, he learned that Tosis is answering that Kilu is a direct posik that tells me he's not b'chal chalitza. Tosis made a cheshbin, and cheshbin, l'chayra, she doesn't have chorus. Dr. Khanan Khlami. Tosis blibes a Meir de Gazah. Tosis blibes Maskona. The few Rebbe, a Tzoros Erva doesn't have chorus. That blibes comes out, Allah Lamaisa, Chinik, Achilik. Submission Rebbe, on Rabbanon, Lagabi the Tzoros Erva. Doesn't make a different Sugya, a Mesech Sivomis, because it doesn't make enough Kavin and Din, except for Lagabi the chorus. Because she has a Ptur Chalitza. How does she have a Ptur Chalitza? Because a Joshua of Vilakocha. It's not so clear. First of all, the Khanan asked a question on this. He asked in the Sugya later on, Daf Yudalid. And so that later on, Daf Yudal, it sounds like a Tzoros Erva does have a chorus, but leave that on the side. What's not so clear is how did the Lomdus change? Tosis had a map in Masechet Yevamos that every Tzoros Erva needs her own chorus to patur from Chalitza. Tosis advises from a pasuk now that there's a patur Chalitza, but what's the dynamics? Let's track back and say, what patur are the Maisa from the Chalitza? The Orach HaNer is saying she doesn't have chorus, so what taka patur are? So now it's a mapecha. Tosis is going back, and Tosis is now learning that every taka patur from chalitza. Tosis shtei mapecha in the gans. His whole havana how every single Torah is patur in chalitza. That's another zach. Besides the Orach HaNer's egen akash, he asks l'chayr and din. It's not true that the Torah server doesn't have chorus. Yes, in the sugi and the yudal, it sounds like the Torah server does have chorus, but also it's very hard to understand what's the dynamics. But even that I'm showing a second kash on Tosis, and the first part of Tosis, I don't understand the etzim zog of Tosis. What does it mean a lakocha? Why do we measure with the zikas chalitza? And the second question I'm asking, in the Hemshech of Tosis, the Orach HaNer's question, Tosis says that we read the Lakocha on the Tzoros Erva. And therefore, we know she's part of Chalitza. But how does it work? What's the Havona? What's the content? Why Taka? What part is it from Chalitza? She doesn't have a curse. So it's Mashmah, there is curse. Where's the Makar for curse? We never bought a Makar for curse. It can sound like this. Shan Tosis, Erish Techelik and Tosis. Also very says, very Avamistik of Tosis. Chor Shtein Tosis. The first part of Tosis, or simple part of Tosis. Tosis is a mechadish that we want to define vilakocha, we have to take into account zikr. So Tosis, that there are two types of yisurim in the parsha of Yevamos. There's an isur that's mafkia zikr, that's erva. And there's an isur that's not mafkia zikr, that's chai v'yesed. So Tosis and an isur that's not mafkia zikr is not going to be a breach of vilakocha. Those are the words of Tosis. Just said over Tosis a little more set up. But that's what Tosis said. And we're asking why. Why is the Chayv Yisrael? It's not such a strong Yisrael that's Mafki Azika. Why is it not a breach of Lakocha? There's no part of Lakocha. Teretz is Shtein Toys, a big Yisrael. We one time spoke about this in Nafgimel. Shtein Toys is a Meri Degetaych in the Ribui of Chayv Yisrael Chaliz. Shtein Toys is a lot of Achroinim will learn. There are a lot of Ruchim in this. There are a lot of Achroinim will learn when it says in Daf Chofam and Al, Chofam and Beit. The Bechayv Yilavim Vesey. Afal Pishayin Yoyle Chaliz. The also yivim to yashare yesh l'cho yivoma acheres she'oyleli zik chalitza afal pishen yivim. Asach achornim learned the pshat is who is nischadish that there's a separate zik l'chalitza. There's a separate zik l'chalitza. This lady has no mitzvah. That's clear. This lady has no mitzvah. Even with the eved in bolo l'kano, there's no mitzvah. So what is this zik l'chalitza? Teretz is a nice zik l'chalitza. I don't think you read this Tosis. If Zika is a Zika lechalitza, it's a separate Zika lechalitza. Why in the world would lekocha have anything to do with that? Why does it bother me that this lady has a Zika lechalitza? That's called lekocha. What does that do with lekocha? She has a din lechalitza. Shtein Tosis nishtazov. Shtein Tosis at the pshat and the ribuy of yesh lecha yivam acheres is it's a Zika leyibum a little bit. That the shirayim of the zikah leibum tells me to do chalitza. There's no two worlds. There's no such thing as a zikah only chalitza. Every zikah lechalitza is because the zikah be'etzem requires due to yibum. No, it got stuck because the mitzvah went away. So what do you do with the zikah leibum that gets stuck? The teretz is you do chalitza. Or be'etzem is a zikah leibum, and does shtei mafurish in the Tosfos Rosh over. Tosfos Rosh when he says over this words of Tosfos, he says since chayveyese have it in chalitza that's called lekocha. Rosh and Tosfos Rosh. The chalitza nami zikas yabmeni. The chalitza nami zikas yabmeni. First of all, loshin, dikdok. Zikas yabmen sounds like a zikas libum. But more than that, the toichin adorn. What is the Tosfos Rosh coming to accentuate? What's he coming to say? Chalitza nami zikas yabmeni. Hari, I know chalitza the zika. I know this chalitza zika. What's he coming to say? What's coming to stress? The Teretz is coming to mafkia all those achroinim. He knew those achroinim. Tosfos Rosh is coming to mafkia the achroinim. He's coming to say chalitza is not a separate zika lechalitza. Chalitza nami zikas yamimi. That's what he's coming to say. Memela zoch Tosfos, that could be considered bechlav lekocha. A meri de kazach. What's the pshat? The pshat is zeh kortz. The mitzvahs parshas even state three things. In the parshas even state three things. State the mitzvahs even. State the heter yibum. And state the zika of the mitzvah. In no other mitzvah the Torah did that. When the Torah gave me a mitzvah's lulav, it didn't tie me to the lulav. Until I take the lulav. They gave me a mitzvah kakafta the gavra. The mitzvah zim, the parsha zim was a new chudishnika mitzvah. The Torah wasn't a stopping just giving me a mitzvah and a heter. The Torah gave me an agidus. The Torah gebundin, the yavama to the yavam, duch the ish is a mace. The Torah gave me a kesher to the mitzvah, to the yavama, until I do the mitzvah. Zetzichosim here, that although Avada, the original siba for the zika was the mitzvah, Avada, that's the reason why the Torah did it. Abramol could be mischalik. Once the Torah created the Zika became larger than life. It became larger than the Etzem Mitzvah. Once the Torah created the Zika, the purpose was gufa for the Mitzvah. Oh, but once we created the Zika, now I need something to mafkir the Zika. I can't just look at a lady and say, if before she doesn't have the Mitzvah, the Zikas are up. But every Chayvi Lavim Ve'esei, you're right, the Mitzvah's not here. In Bolo Ekono, the Mitzvah's avek. The Mitzvah's avek in Gansin. Oh, but is there something that's mafkir the Zika? Zokti Namar and Dafkof Nein. Only a harbor iser, a greater iser, an iser that's a chayvi krisus, an iser that's a steer to yibum mikolvikol, an iser that doesn't allow the eved yibum. That means it doesn't allow chalois kedushin or chalois ishus in this lady. That's mafkia zika. Oh, but chayvi lava ve'esei and chayvi esei. It's not such a great iser. That's only soish of the mitzvah yibum, but it's not mafkia the zika. So what happens to the zika? The zika plights. I right now the zika doesn't make any sense today. And the chanami, it's gvorn shvacher. It's a loshen toys. The zika ksas. Regular Zika has a din befoyal to go do din yibum. This Zika, it doesn't tell you to do din yibum because it can't tell you to do yibum. Oh, but the etzem original Zika that mitzvah atzmoi that was chal kedei to do yibum is there. We'll call it like this: the Zika mitzvah atzmoi is a Zika yibum. The Zika today can't actually command me to do yibum. The Zika doesn't press me to do yibum because the ma'aseh of chaviyase told me not to do yibum. So that Tosfos calls a Zika ksas. It means in quality. It's a shvacher Zika in the regular yibum. But it's still lit, it's Nishar Pistol Zika. That's the Posh Pshan, the first Chalik of Tosfos. What about the Kosher? That's a Joshua. That was the Chiddush. Without this drasha, we never said such a thing. It calls in his chadish in this drasha. Without the drasha, we would have said, as Miri says, l'maisim. Avada, since the whole Torah, whole put the whole zikah only for Yibam, rega that there's no mitzvah zikah, the zikah is poka. But that was his chadish in the drasha. The drasha said, no. The drasha says, you need something to mafkiya zikah. You need something to mafkiya zikah. So kum tois, now we have in daf chof, it comes out, once I have a second, comes out, we have in daf chof, we have a dictionary in Mifsech Zivams. It's a new or in daf chof also. When state the chilek division chayv yilav and ve'esei and ervel, be'etzem now we're finding out that there's two different levels of how much you soyser yibam. Ervel soyser yibam mikol v'kol. It's mafkiv in the zika. And chayv yilav and ve'esei is only soyser the mitzvah yibam. It's not mafkiv the whole parsha of yibam mikol v'kol. Zok toises, and there's a nice lichtigkeit in toises. Toises over here is not only being oisek in the paperwork, how to read the words of lakach. It's not what toises being oisek. Toises is trying to figure out which erva creates a din sorrel if you rebbe. We should tell the fact that the whole first chelik of the chabura, that even if you rebbe, there's a bria called a din sorrel erva. Lakach is the paperwork, but lakach is coming to tell me at the end of the day that there's a dynamic that an erva is mashpi on a tzara, an erva is mashpi on a tzara. The asik of this toises was toises had a shakatayah. Uvosvar darga isha asur. Do you need the fi rebbe? Maybe the level of an isha asur that you need the fi rebbe that can be poiled din sara is shvacher. Maybe it's enough a lady that she's oisah the mitzvah sibum. Maybe that's enough. And that'll be chavi say. So toises name. Even the fi rebbe who is not a lakocha dikit. Only when you have such an isser, a higher level isser, a level isser that's mafkia mikol v'kol from the lakocha. Only that isser could create the din sara ser. That's the maskonas toises. That's what toises change. Toises is not just changing how to read the words of Lakocha. Toises is just changing in the lumdus how what level erva, what level ishi asur do you need to create the tinsar? That's the first chilek of Toises. If that's true, now we can go to the Imkain and the Kak and the divorce from the Aruch Hanem. If Toises just changed around the fi revi, what creates the din erva? In the every erva, what creates the tinsar? In the Havamin of Toises, the fi revi, what created it in every erva, even in every erva? In the Havamin of Toises, the few Rebbe, what created it in the Sur was the very fact that the Erva doesn't let you do Yibum. It wasn't the fact that she's Mafkiya Zika. Zok Toises, no. Lakocha, you need Davka, the Erva that's Mafkiya the Zika. So the Mizboinin, what Toises just changed is, the Etzem, Toises just changed that now the Maskonas of Toises, the Kuris that's being Mafkiya Zika is part of the way the Erva is Mashpiing on the Sur. Zok Toises, Gevaldik, this is the Omdek of Toises. In Cain Zok Toises, that vilakocha that you have by the erva, you have to go over to the tzara. By the tzara, you also have to say she's not a lakocha dikah. She's not a lakocha dikah. If she's not a lakocha dikah, by korchach, she doesn't have chalitza. That's the words of Toises. Zogich pshat in the toichin of Toises. First of all, the etzem anocha of Toises that we mentioned, that Toises holds that the drosha of the lakocha is going both on erva and the tzara. Can end in the sach better. Toises is not coming balbatish. That's why Toises learned the drosha. Toises is coming from, like we said, that even if you rebbe, the lomdis of the drosha of a lakocha is coming to tell me a din that ever makes a tzara. And ever makes a tzara, it's not a direct din in the tzara, ever makes a tzara. If the din is that an ever makes a tzara, so Mela, what's it saying? If the erva is not a lakocha dikah, she also makes the tzara not a lakocha dikah. That's the lomdis of erva, of the din of tzara's erva. If an erva may is not a lakocha dikah, she also makes it a tzara not a lakocha dikah. That's why Tosis says we have to read the words of lakocha by the tzara. Memela, if Lefida Maskon of Toises, the way the Erva is not a Lakocha Dikah is only because she has a Kuris. And the Kuris has to be an active ingredient to Mafkiya the Zika. Because what determines if an Isser is able to be Mafkiya Zika? It's the Kuris. The Kuris is the active ingredient. That's Mafkiya the Zika. Memela Zok Toises, what's being poiled on the Tzara? The Kuris. Memela Zok Toises, and the Loimit of Toises. Toises means to say, that's really what creates the Chalitza. The way we're learning the pshat like this, why is the tzoras erva potum chalitza? Because the teretz is, what was poil on her was davka and erva, who's not a lakocha dikin. It was davka and erva who used our chorus actively to mafkiya zika and passed over that iser. Which iser? An iser of chorus that was mafkiya the zika. So in Mela, that's the klal. Migu di'i asira, tzoros asira. Vosvar an iser. The zelba measure of the iser of the erva. If the Isser by the Erva was an Isser that had to be Mafkiya the Zika, she's going to ask her the Isha Sa'ach also Ad Kedei Kach that it's Mafkiya the Zika. How does she ask her the Isha Sa'ach Ad Kedei Kach that it's Mafkiya the Zika? Avada, she takes away the Kurus. But even the Lechayr, the way we're learning, and this is different than the Aruch Haner and us, Lechayr was learning that Toisis was very much in the Isik in the fine letters of the Drosha of the Lekacha. Karina Lakocha, not Karina Lakocha. Lakocha means chalitza, doesn't mean chalitza. We're saying fakir. Lakocha is almal simonim. Lakocha is a way to learn the lomdus. Lakocha is a way to learn the lomdus. And we're trying to figure out which type of an isha surah could create a din soros erev. When Tosis is in the maskana, he's changing around. He's not making it. He's not just changing around the drasha. He's changing around the meat behind the drasha. He's changing around that the lakocha wasn't just telling me any lady that I can't do yibum could create a din soros. No, you need a lady. You need an isha. You need an iser. That's mafkia zika, and that's the active ingredient in the din soros lefi Rebbe. If that's the active ingredient in the din soros lefi Rebbe, so vada that carries over to the tzara. What does that mean? That's lakocha. Lakocha is the active ingredient that carries over to the tzara. If that carries over to the tzara, that means the tzara is going to have an iser ad kedei kach, an iser that's mafkia zika. What's an iser ad kedei kach and mafkia zika? Avada an iser of koris. Now, but even lefi Rebbe, you don't need, go back to the braisa, meir tekazaf. Lefi Rebbe, you don't need a makar, a separate makar that the tzara has koris. Because in lakocha it says that the tzara has koris. Because in lakocha it says that when the Erev is not lakocha dikka, it passes over the not lakocha dikka to the tzara. And if the taitshav not lakocha dikka, someone says mafkiya zika and you need karis, it passes over to the tzara, the hafka of the karis. But if in the zechinu ledin, the lefi, the akenu in toisvis, it's muchach, and they obey in toisvis, at the end of the day, Avadi is saying there is karis. Anyway, it's not a mapech in toisvis, Avadi blibes karis. I want to open up one thing. The toisvis rush every time, we never get to talk about it, we have to talk about it sometime, everyone has to have it. It's one of the most famous things in Masech Zivom is, has to be holding it, there's a lot of protum. With Chenish Einhalt and over here, it's very, very negative to talk about it. There's a Russian Gimel on base. Mary Dick, there's a Russian Gimel on base. There's a Russian Gimel on base. He says, very similar to our Tosfos, it's a different thing, he's in the Rabbonim. The question our Tosfos asked on Rebbe, that every Chayvi Yaseh should ask at Tzoro, the Tosfos of Rosh asked the Rabbonim. Every Chayvi Yaseh should ask Tzoro. There's a big difference. There's a Rosh is asking mitzad the Eish HaSach. Tzitzis Rosh says every single IVS has an Eish HaSach. That's a famous Tzitzis Rosh. It brings an Eish HaSach. So every day, as the Eish HaSach, it should answer the Tzor. That's a Tzitzis Rosh Kasha. Stell the Welt a Hora. I see in Tzitzis Rosh that he's dealing with an Eish HaSach to Memeil. He's the Eish HaSach to Memeil. Chavi Yaseh, the Eish HaSach. Why is it there? Only because the Eish HaSach, the Chavi Yaseh puts, the Eish HaSach puts away the Mitzvah Sivah. Yet he still holds the Eish HaSach should answer the Tzor. Time to Welt, you see in Nishmi Abchaim. Chaim said direct, that was a zikr for it, that it mishdach and it doesn't pass the Torah. You see in the Tzitzis Rosh, not like that. And his Torah, it doesn't change. Look in the Torah, it's not a chazor. Torah, it doesn't change. As always, it's not developed. Hefem is bainin, asach, asach, was handling, it's terutzim, asach. But the Welt has aura. Nevertheless, even though the Tzitzis Rosh understood that it is asach of Chai B'Yese, pater the Torah, he never asked it should need chalitza. He knows it needs chalitza. No, for sure, Gemara. Why does it need chalitza? The Poshim Shad is, because they shlach the mail. The ma'isa kamat avlum says that it's a memory. Avlum kufayin dalit. Smat says that the reason why chayvi esay, even if you hold this an eshesach, why does it need chalitza? It's because they shlach the mail. Frek the welt. Hechet is mechalik between eshesach the mail and klabi chalitza and so. Either you hold the eshesach the mail like Reb Chaim, it doesn't patter anything, or you hold the eshesach the mail, it patters everything. What's trying to say is Rosh that he understands the eshesach of chayvi esay should be able to patter it, sir, but it shouldn't be able to patter chalitza. I want to say over, I heard from a Russian once, it's a lot of things, I'm getting down to the bottom of the world. Russian wanted to say like this, it's very much, I think it's coming from our choices. Russian wanted to say, Ken Zayn, Taka the Chayz Rosh Shtek and Yishlach the Mela could pater. He argues, the Shurish of the Rama Rabchaim. There's not a grace on the Yishlach the Mela, the fact that it came a Mela by itself, that itself could fight against Dina Yivin, could fight against Sora. Once the Avort, the Yishlach could only be as great as the Siva that brought the Yishlach. The fact that it's a nochmacher, the fact that it follows after somebody, doesn't bother me. Aber, it could only follow after the Chavi Yaseh and as strong as the Chavi Yaseh. If the Chavi Yaseh, any craft, any power that the Chavi Yaseh doesn't have, the Shesach is going to come into play. It can't have a stronger thing than the Chavi Yaseh has. There's a kabosh like this. Legabi Yibum, Chavi Yaseh is madchid in Yibum. Legabi the mitzvah Yibum, Chavi Yaseh is madchid in Yibum. So the Shesach comes and Legabi the mitzvah follows it. It's also madchid in Yibum. Maybe created in Sarah also the Gabi did in Yibum. Oh, but the Gabi Chalitza, we see the Chaviese, and I'll use this twice, we see the Chaviese is a Shvacharism. We see a Shvaviese doesn't allow, it allows Zika to come in, it allows Zika's Chalitza to come in. Zok to Moshe, the Gabi Chalitza, the Eshesach remains that it's not an Eshesach Hasur. That was a Shvach. He says, since the Eshesach by Chaviese is Betelodah from the Chaviese, the Eish HaSach remains mutter le'inyin zikas chalitza. So Lagabi Chalitza, they shesach doesn't have a din of an erva. Lagabi Yibam, like a mitzvah Yibam, it has a din of an erva. Oh, but Lagabi Chalitza doesn't have a din of an erva. That's what he said. And for me, that sounds like Chinese. What does that mean? It's mutter lini Chalitza. What does that mean? A mishteito by toises, we can understand those words. Our toises, the makor, we see, Mulkocha, and unzur toises, it's chadish, that the shmuz, lakochas, lakuchim. Zikas yadmin. The zika lechalitza, zikas yadmin. And it's a part of the Isser that's mafkiya the zika. So Rosh is saying, the Eishasach still remains, le'inyin zikas yadmin. The Eishasach remains a mutadikin. It only became usher as far as the madreik of Cheve Yesi, lagabi the mitzvah sibu. Oh, but lagabi zikas yadmin, the Eishasach remains mutter, me'melo. Past, lagabi tzorah, the Eishasach is fine, because it's like the Cheve Yesi. But lagabi zikas chalitza is not better than the Eishasach, than the Cheve Yesi, it's applied muteris, me'melo can't be mafkiya zika. What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?